And it feels nice outside. It says 67, but it sure feels nicer
yes,
than
does.
That with that little northerly breeze. Just it does remind us that it will get cool and stay cool after a while. It's just not quite there yet. But go out and enjoy today, and then lots of sunshine this weekend for whatever you might be doing, whether it's going to the football game or Renaissance Festival or something else that's, you know, more of a personal nature.
Well, 90-some thousand, I'm guessing, are going to be at Kyle.
Well, you know, and then there'll be tens of thousands outside just trying to celebrate what's going on inside.
Yep.
20,000 LSU people supposed to be here, and they didn't get nearly that many tickets, so there you are. Time now for our official stat of the day. 9% of all iPhones have been dropped in the toilet.
I have never done that.
That's according to something called Square Trade, and since the independent warranty provider, that's what they do. They probably have a pretty good idea as to that. Or I guess what we should say is 9% of iPhone users have admitted that they've dropped. they could go, oh, I dropped it in a pond or whatever. I dropped it in the fountain as I was walking by. They also say 5% of iPhones have fallen into the washing machine. Yeah, and 6% of the users have put their iPhone on top of the car when they've driven off.
Oh. Now, I can see that happening.
I can too. I can see that would happen. Drop in the washing machine, I'm not even sure what that's
is it
all
drop
about.
In the washing machine, or is it in their pants? Like they left it in their pocket.
In their
see,
pocket.
And again, I don't know. That would be obviously would make a lot more sense. Most common place for eye accidents to happen in the home, in the kitchen, followed by the living room and then the bathroom. In the kitchen, what? Like the disposal?
Ooh. Ooh.
Would that be noisy? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I think I dropped that in there. Ah, well. So it appears Amazon thinks they're going to have a big Christmas. They're hiring 50,000 workers for the holiday season.
Wow.
Now, again, I don't know how. Yeah, come on in. You work 3 days, 3 hours a week. But, you know, 50,000, that's a big number. Their headquarters, of course, in Seattle, say they expect thousands of those hires to stay on full time. We'll see. Full-time workers get stock grants and benefits. The company says its full-time employees make 30% more than traditional retail employees, and they say their stock grants have added an average 9% to the base pay. Well, of course, they'd say that. But they wouldn't say, yeah, we hire these people, and we really pay them lousy, too. We don't pay them nearly what everybody else gets, but nonetheless, they say that. Now, paying for college. I believe we've talked about that. How much that could cost.
On occasion, sure.
There might be a listener or two out there who's kind of going through that.
Sure.
One more reason that the student loan thing is such a mess, apparently there's an investigative website that's called ProPublica, and they report that letters that college students receive spelling out their financial aid often leaves them confused or in some cases just misled as to what they've got. Schools tend to push easy-to-get parent-plus loans from the feds in the letters without regard to whether or not the family can afford it.
There you go.
That sounds like a mortgage problem we had here in the country. In fact, it looks neat and tidy in the letters, but one student at St. John's up in New York complained that hers made it seem like they were giving her a lot of money when, in fact, it's more like loans and financial aid packages than scholarship money. So if you get that letter, don't think that you're home free. Don't think that you're necessarily going to. And if you have any questions, call the place where your kiddo's going to school and find out about that. Because just because it says that they're giving you money, they may not be giving you money. So you mentioned today Lance Armstrong. This is going to cost him some money.
Oh, huh. Huge dollars.
Well, and the other thing is Live Strong, which is probably a pretty good organization.
It's a great organization.
Yeah, and just because he's the front guy doesn't mean that they should be held hostage over that situation. I mean,
you know, reading some of the tweets and looking at some of the stuff on Facebook, it's really weird because you know there are a lot of people like me that are just heartbroken by it. I was a huge Lance Armstrong fan because I'm a cyclist.
Okay,
but you know, I haven't seen a whole lot of wavering of support. It's kind of like, oh well. It's a bummer.
Yeah, well, as long as the organization continues to get the money, that's
right.
That's probably the most important thing. And maybe Lance can just pedal off into the sunset. We'll go from there. So a simple ruse conducted by an undercover Seattle detective has nabbed a suspected murderer 36 years after the crime.
Really?
Police used a DNA sample collected from a fake chewing gum survey to link a Seattle homeless man to a murder that took place in 1976 of a then 70-year-old woman.
Wow.
Gary Sanford Robb, who was an initial suspect in the killing of this woman back in Maine, was fooled into providing a DNA sample to law enforcement officers when he was asked to participate in this chewing gum survey.
What it all boils down to is don't take candy from strangers.
Yeah, that's it, or chewing gum from strangers. Robb, who had been boarding in this house that the lady who he killed, allegedly killed, had been boarding in her house. He spoke to police twice during the original investigation back in 1976, but they really couldn't get any kind of evidence, and he denied involvement. Anyway, he left Maine and moved out to Seattle, and again, I guess they'd just kind of been watching him. That's kind of that's a pretty neat. I mean, that'd
very
be like
clever.
It'd be like a TV plot.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd think that's something that they probably really wouldn't do in real life, but yeah, apparently they did. So good for them. Next half hour, the richest guys in television. Who's making the most money there in television? Also, you got either of y'all have like a favorite scary movie? Favorite scary movie? I mean, because we've got.
So, well, you can't go wrong with Psycho.
Psycho is pretty good. We have some unusual facts in that. So, Kat, you have a favorite scary movie?
Well, I have kind of an overactive imagination.
Okay.
I don't do well with scary movies.
Oh, okay.
She has to close the closet door before she goes to bed.
That's it. You got to turn on all the lights before you walk in and that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't do all that, but I'll just say it was like 6 months after I saw... My cousin said, yeah, it's this great Will Smith movie. It's like Robinson Crusoe where he's by himself. And then I went and watched it, and it was I Am Legend. And I just was like, my body was shaking.
Really?
And I couldn't sleep for about 6 months. It was just, you know, certain movies, I know it's
wow,
cheesy.
Wow, I bet she was really tough to be around if she hadn't slept for 6 months.
I guess
months.
So.
Well, okay.
Okay,
maybe that was an exaggeration.
You didn't sleep well for 6 months.
I had trouble going to sleep for 6 months. All I had to do was think of a zombie going,
oh, okay, all right. Well, I may have seen that.
I mean, I don't think it's that scary to other people, but just... You know how certain things are your sense of humor and they make you laugh? Just something about I Am Legend terrified me. It was like my anti-laugh.
The thing is, I always enjoy, and that's why Scream the movie is so funny.
Yeah.
Because it takes all of those you tell me how many teenage girls are going to walk into the dark house and not turn a light on.
Right.
I mean, you're waiting for it to happen. And of course, maybe that's just part of the whole deal, but nonetheless, to make fun of those movies is tremendous. But this will be some stuff that maybe movies that probably you've seen that you didn't know about coming up in a minute. 621.
But 721. The annual Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event is nearly here. The date is set for October 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The residents of Brazos Valley will be able to dispose of their household hazardous waste free of charge. The event can be accessed off Harvey Road going east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. There will be no entry allowed from University Drive. For more information, call the HHW hotline at 979-764-3809. Visit the website at bvswma.com.
Hey, the folks at Texas Truck Regans remind you, keeping your truck looking good right after you get it, that may need to be one of the first stops that you make. Spray-in bed liners is a place that a lot of people go to Texas Truck Regans for, that first thing, so that you can protect the bed of that truck, because you don't know in the lifetime of that truck what you're going to be using it for, or maybe you do. No matter what, making sure that bed still looks good years later, the spray-in bed liner is a great thing to do first up. Side steps to make it easy for you to get in and out of your truck, that certainly can come in handy. But, you know, one of the things that they've been doing for quite a few years at Texas Truck Regans is powder coating. And what powder coating is obviously it adds color to metal, but it is a lot tougher than just painting, a lot tougher. And that's important, once again, if you're going to have your vehicle out maybe off-road and you have to use it as a work vehicle, but you want it to still look good because you're going to use it as an everyday driver, well, they can help you with the powder coating, too. There are grill guards from the ranch hand folks and others. Also, the headache racks and the toolboxes that they can put in the back of that truck to, once again, keep it functional, but keep it looking good. And then on the interior, all sorts of accessories they have for you there. And don't forget they have diesel chips if you drive a diesel. And I mentioned kind of it with the idea of trucks, but remember they can do the same thing for SUVs. Stop in and see the Bomoskis there at Texas Truck Regans. They're located on South College right across from the lake, and you'll understand why they've been voted Best in the Brazos year after year. Texas Truck Riggins.
With those hot summer days turning into cool fall temperatures, it's time to rethink your drink with Specs. And this fall, it's all about the reds. These rich, smooth wines pair well with just about everything, especially a good Sunday football game. And the experts at Specs can help complement your seasonal cuisine with an outstanding selection of Specs exclusive wines. You won't find these lower-priced palate pleasers anywhere else. Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, spirits, and finer foods. Come in today and stock up on holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine. Or try something new with a Specs staff pick. And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chilled dessert wine. Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs. You're on the way, less to pay for everyday stores.
Shop Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you, shop. Cheers to savings.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 7:24. Farmville 2. I know, Kevin, you're all over Farmville, right?
No. I hate Farmville requests. Don't even send them.
I feel the same way.
What does that mean, Farmville request? What is that?
Someone's wanting, they gain something on the game by asking you to join the game.
Or, hey, can you give me some corn seed? Literally, they will request corn seed if you play Farmville.
Okay.
So you get in stuff in your inbox.
Gotcha.
And,
okay.
Yeah, I hate it.
Are people still playing those games? Well, yes. The answer is a big yes. In fact, Farmville 2 is about to hit its 50 millionth active player.
Yippee!
Making it the biggest app on Facebook. 1 in 5 Farmville 2 players play every day. The original Farmville peaked out at, you ready? 83 million players.
Ye gods.
Do they not have, well, again, there are a lot of different folks who play it for a lot of different reasons. I would just think after a while you've got stuff you need to do. No? Am I wrong? I don't know. Farmville, so what, you get a farm and you can grow crops or you can raise livestock? Is that basically
a little
what
of both?
Yeah, okay. I'll remember that.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. Well, no, I'll remember that and probably just won't do it. Is this Zynga? Is that the company that does Farmville, or is
yes,
that somebody else?
I believe
okay.
That is correct.
Yeah, I was just reading about Zynga the other day. Okay. All right. Later on, also this next half hour, overly obvious studies. Cosmo Magazine has put together studies. For instance, Cat doesn't have to listen. Women use emoticons more than men. Okay. What do you think, Kat?
Not really a surprise.
What do you think, Kat? Defending them? She's not going to say. Okay. Anyway.
She's hiding.
Yeah, I know she is. researchers from Rice University, in fact, analyzed 124,000 texts and discovered that women are twice as likely as men to use emoticons in their message.